What do you value?
We are Crystal River Elementary School and we value lots of things.
As a school, we have been discussing our personal values so that we can come together to tell the story of who we are as the Crystal River Elementary School community.
Take a listen to what we value.
We are CRES.
In a big room full of the twilight light, a little old lady sat in a rocking chair. She had a long white braid hung over her shoulder. She and the children sat in front of the fire. The snow outside was up to the windows. The children were planning on going snowshoeing, but the weather that day would even sink their snowshoes, and they had very good snowshoes. "Grandma, can you tell us your story again?" Ania Klan asked.
"I don't know, Annie. It's getting late," Ruby Klan said.
"Please," begged the children together.
"Okay," she said. "It all began."
Ruby Klan had no friends. She wanted friends, but she was too shy to talk to anyone. This was quite strange because she was the prettiest person in her class. She had long, silky black hair. Some people called her Silky because of this. She was tall. She walked with long, beautiful strides, making her look like she was a princess with perfect posture. In the morning, after she biked to school, she read in the library alone. After school, she did her homework in the field on top of the hill. It was quiet, soft, high, and far away from the city with cars honking and people yelling for tourists to buy from them. It was loud down there, but up there on the hill, all the noise was blocked by the wind and crickets chirping. The afternoon was kind of lonely. Her parents both got back at work very late. All the other children had friends to play with after school, and she only had her homework to do. One day, her father and mother took her to the zoo to celebrate her getting an A on her animal essay. They did this quite often because she always got A's. In the woods and section, she saw a baby
deer.
In the woodland section, she saw a baby deer being taken to the back of the exhibit. "What are you doing with it?" she asked. "We are going to try to give it medicine. It just won't eat. We don't know what to do. She's cute and all, but it's just crazy," one of the zookeepers said.
"I can take care of her. I have a very big backyard and know a lot about animals. Please," she turned to her mom. "Please," she begged with puppy eyes. She wanted to have a deer as a friend. Because she had no friends, and she thought it would be awesome to have a deer as her pet and as a friend.
"Okay, if that's all right with you," her mother said to the zookeepers.
"Of course you can, if it's not too much for you guys," the younger zookeeper said.
"No, not at all," father said. "It was hard to get the deer home. If you have ever tried, you know what I'm talking about. We had to get it over the fence and into the backyard." Then, when her father went outside to get deer food, her mother went inside to research about deers. Meanwhile, she went outside to the deer.
"My name is Ruby. I'm going to give you a shelter and food. Winter is coming soon, so you'll need a warm, cozy place to hide from the snow. I think you should be named Aqua," she said to the deer while stroking its back. She's trying to make Aqua her friend. The deer smiled. It understood. The next day, her father went to the warehouse to get wood, wire, and dirt. Her mother went to the store to get a food and water bowl, blankets, pillows, and wash supplies. When they got back, she was drawing an idea for the shelter. It was too leveled and very fancy. They got to work right away. And when they were done, they got the decorations and made a shelter, a palace, for the deer. The day after was a school day, but the teacher said that tomorrow was show-and-tell day. After school, Ruby asked the teacher if she could bring her deer, and Miss Nina said yes. When her parents got home, she asked them, and they also said yes. She ran outside and told Aqua the news. Then she got a leash and collar, washed and cleaned them. She packed a lunch and water for the deer. The next morning, she got the deer and had it jump the fence. After climbing the fence herself, she got on it and steered it to school. She brought it to the big field on the hill. When the person before her was ending their turn, she raised her hand and the teacher nodded. She ran out of school, down the hallway, and up the path to the hill. Then she grabbed Aqua's leash and back to the classroom she ran. She entered right when the teacher called her name. Ruby confidently walked up on the brown wood stage that they had built and said, "Hello, my name is Ruby, and this is Aqua, a fawn or baby deer. I got her Thursday, November 4th, so that's her birthday now. Thank you." Everyone clapped. Then everyone raised their hands to ask if they could walk Aqua back to the hill. Miss Nina said, "Ruby can choose." Everyone turned to her. She wanted to choose the most popular person, Annie. Annie had short brown hair. She was medium tall and not that good at sports. She thought if she didn't choose her, she would be so mad. So she said, Annie, I choose Annie Grace. Annie stood and walked to pet Aqua. Then they left. So, I love your deer. Do you want to be part of the popular group? She asked. With an astonished look on her face, Ruby said, sure, I'd love to. Great, Annie replied with a flick of her hair. The next day was her birthday. She was always the youngest in her class, and she still was now. But now she was 14. She had brought caramel cupcakes and a homemade pie with ice cream. That day, everyone wanted to hang out with her. One, because it was birthday, and two, because she had a deer. Then finally, Annie pushed through the crowd and said, hey guys, give her some room, she shouted over the talking and laughing. The next day, the same thing happened. It was just all about the deer this time. Everyone asked about Aqua. She was overwhelmed. Annie grabbed Ruby's hand and ran. They ran to the building, pushed open the door, and went up the stairs. They raced through the pod and into the classroom. What are you doing here? Miss Nina asked. The other kids were surrounding her, Annie said. Were they, Ruby? She asked Ruby. Yes, Ruby said shyly. Yes, they were. Well, if that was happening, then okay, you can stay in my room for now. She said, I will talk to it about them and the other teachers, if kids from other classes are doing it too. Yes, they are, Annie and Ruby said together. For about a month, they stayed in the classroom. Then they went out with the others. The kids still gathered around Ruby, but this time they asked if she wanted to play basketball. She's quite good at this because of her height. How do you know every little bit of the story, Grandma? Jack Klein asked. Because I am Ruby Klein, she said with a laugh. Really? Everyone asked. Yes, she replied, and here's Aqua. She gestured at the back door. Aqua suddenly burst through in a graceful trot, her head thrown back. Oh, she's so beautiful, the children said in awe. She's been a lifesaver to me, Ruby smiled. I value her so much, I thought that she would be my only friend back then, but I was really wrong, she said with a laugh. The end of the story is that Ruby had two friends, Annie Grace and Aqua, and everyone lived happily ever after. A tear slid down her cheek as she smiled sweetly.
My name is Aisha Wells, and I value open-mindedness.
This has been a collaboration between Katie and Kay, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and Crystal River Elementary School.
We are CRES.